silver and gold. You know, they heat it up the way they get rid of the impurities. They put it at a very high temperature, and it burns off all the impurities. So then you have 100% pure gold, 100% pure silver. And if you ask a silversmith, how do you know when the silver is pure? He says, when I look into the cauldron, the pot, and it's pure, I can see my reflection in it. And when God knows you have been purified by the fire, he can see his reflection in you. You look like Jesus.
This is Pastor Rick's Daily Hope, the audio broadcast ministry of Pastor Rick Warren. Have you ever felt pressured to make choices that don't align with your values? Well, the truth is, we all have. As we continue in this series called Unshakable, which is based on the life of Daniel, you'll discover how to live for God no matter what comes your way. In just a few moments, we're going to tell you about something called the Verses of Hope Box. This beautifully designed and stylish vegan leather box is filled with artfully illustrated scripture cards that will daily restore your sense of hope when life gets the best of you. You can take a sneak peek just by going to PastorRick.com or by texting the word daily to 99000. Right now, here's Pastor Rick with the final part of a message called When the Heat is On.
Why does God allow me to go through pain on this planet? Because God is more interested in your character than he is in your comfort. This is not heaven. The no sorrow, no tears, no sadness, no sickness, that's coming in eternity. Right now, you're in preschool. Your life here on earth, this is a school. You're learning. You're learning some things. And God wants you to learn. And if life were incredibly easy to you and you never had any problems, you wouldn't learn anything. You'd just be a selfish little brat if you always got your way about everything. So God's more interested in your character than your comfort. He's more interested in your salvation and your sanctification, becoming like Christ, than he is in your security. And he says sometimes God saves us by the crisis. You know people who were headed the exact opposite way of God, and then they went through a bankruptcy or a divorce or the loss of a loved one or something, and it got their attention, and they came to Christ. And the problem actually saved them for eternity. Was that problem worth it? Yes, the problem was worth it because it saved them for eternity. Now, these guys have given a direct challenge to Nebuchadnezzar. His claim to be God, everybody's going to worship me. I'm number one. I'm the best. You're all to honor me. And they said, no, we're not. And so Nebuchadnezzar, of course, gets angry. Up here on the screen, verse 19. Nebuchadnezzar became so furious that his face distorted with rage. You've probably seen this in your household. I'm just guessing. Just guessing. Nebuchadnezzar became so furious that his face distorted with rage, and he commanded that the furnace, no, this is almost laughable, be heated 7 times hotter than usual. Now, why does he need to do that? I mean, human beings are going to fry at normal fire. Okay, it doesn't need to be 7 times hotter, okay? This is what you call overkill. It's redundant. It's unnecessary. He doesn't need that thing to be 7 times hotter. Just normal fire will kill a person if you throw them in it. So why is he doing this? I thought about this a lot, and I actually suspect that Nebuchadnezzar was secretly worried that the Hebrew guy's God might actually help him out. And so let's just make this thing sure. I don't want to look bad here. So heat that puppy up 7 times more. We're going up to 11. Okay. And so that's what's happened here. Now, when somebody reacts like that, this is just a little side note for you when you're at work. When somebody obviously overreacts to your faith, they just like come unglued when they hear you're a Christian. You need to realize that the more extreme your attacker, the more insecure they are. The more insecure a person is, the more over the top they become. People who are secure in what they believe aren't insecure about what you believe. I know what I believe. It doesn't matter. I don't get blown away when an atheist or an agnostic or somebody of other faith sits next to me. I just engage them. It doesn't threaten me, doesn't bother me. Why? Because I'm secure in what I believe. When people have though interior doubts and they're fighting with their own guilt, or they're fighting with their own conscience, or they're fighting with their own past, they often take it out on you. So you just need to understand it. It's not about you. All of that vile stuff that's coming out, that the person who's over the top angry about your faith, it's not really about your faith. It's about what's going on inside of them. So let's see what the king does, and then let's look at what God does. Verse 20, it says this. Then the king ordered some of his strongest soldiers to bind their hands. This is of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. Bind their hands and feet with ropes, which, again, that's unnecessary if you're going to throw a guy in a fiery pit. Okay, really? We're like overkilling this thing. Bind their hands and feet with ropes and throw them into the blazing furnace. So they tied them up and they threw them into the furnace fully clothed. But because the king, in his anger, had demanded such a hot fire, remember, turn it up to 7, the flames leapt out and killed the soldiers as they threw the 3 men in. Oops. But securely tied up, these 3 men, fell down into the blazing flames of the furnace. Okay? Now, what happened next is 6 things. And when you know these 6 things, you're going to take a deep breath when you're going through the fire, when the heat's on in your life, when you feel like you're going under, when you feel like everything's coming at you, you're under enormous pressure. What happens when I trust God in the furnace? Now, on the back of your outline, this story shows the 6 benefits when you trust God, when you have faith in the middle of the furnace, the fiery furnace. And if you feel like right now you're going through hell, you better pay attention, because you need to know what God has promised to do if you'll trust him. Write these down. Number 1, when I'm going through the fire, if I trust him, God will walk through the fire with me. That's a big relief right there. You won't be alone. God's presence will be with you. Over and over and over again, God has promised his presence no matter what you go through if you will trust him. He says, I will be with you. I will be with you.
This is Pastor Rick's Daily Hope, the audio broadcast ministry of Pastor Rick Warren. Please stay with us, because there's a lot more of our series, Unshakable, coming right up.
Thanks for joining us today here on Pastor Rick's Daily Hope. As Christians, we know that in order to live for God in the most meaningful way possible, we need his word deep down in our hearts. Right now, I'd like to tell you about something called the Verses of Hope Scripture Box. This vegan leather box is filled with full-color, artfully illustrated, and inspiring scripture cards, along with graphically designed 4-color lined cards for your favorite Bible verses, personal notes, and observations. This resource will daily restore your sense of hope when life gets the best of you, when you're looking for answers to difficult questions, or when you just need to be refreshed in the Lord. The Verses of Hope Scripture Box will help you get on the path to a more Christ-centered life as you fill your mind and heart with His Word. And because this stylishly designed study tool looks so great, you'll also be adding a bit of flair to your office or living space. It's a great way to start a conversation with people around you about God's Word. Limited quantities are available, so act now to get your very own Verses of Hope Scripture Box. Just go to PastorRick.com or call 800-600-5004. That's PastorRick.com or call 800-600-5004. Thanks so much for your support.
This is Pastor Rick's Daily Hope, the audio broadcast ministry of Pastor Rick Warren. Once again, here's Rick.
Over and over and over again, God has promised his presence no matter what you go through if you will trust him. He says, I will be with you. I will be with you. And so in Daniel chapter 3, verse 24, 25, they throw him in this fiery furnace, and here's what happens. Suddenly, Nebuchadnezzar, this is the biggest emperor in the world at the time. Nebuchadnezzar jumps up in amazement and he asks his advisor, didn't we tie up 3 men and throw them in the furnace? Yes, we did, his advisor said. Yeah, we did. Well, look. Look now, he shouted. You can see 4 men now in the furnace. They're walking in the furnace. Unbound, that means the ropes are burned off, walking around freely in the fire, walking around, unharmed. And this fourth man, this fourth guy that you can see in there, look at him, he's right there. He looks like a son of the gods. Now, this phrase, a son of the gods, is just a euphemism. He's saying he looks like an angel. He looks like he's not human. He looks like he's, divine of kind of sort. So he's saying, that guy, there's the 3 guys we tied up, and there's that fourth guy walking with him through the fire, and that guy doesn't look like your normal human being. He looks divine. It wasn't a son of the gods. It was the Son of God. It was Jesus. Jesus was walking through the fire with them. Walking through the fire with them. And he's promised to walk through the fire with you too. Jesus said, I will never leave you. I will never forsake you. Is God a liar? No. I will never leave you. I will never forsake you. Almost the last words that Jesus said when he gave the Great Commission before he goes back to heaven were these on the wall, Matthew 28:20. Jesus said, I will always be with you to the very end of the age. I'll always be with you. Let's go back to that verse we looked at in Isaiah, that promise again. Let's put that one back up on the screen. In Isaiah 43, it says this again. We read it earlier, and it says this. When you go through deep waters and great trouble, I will be with you. That's God's presence. I'm going to be with you. When you go through the rivers of difficulty, you're not going to drown. When you walk through the fires of oppression, you're not going to be burned up. Flames will not consume you, for I am the Lord. When you go through the fire, when you go through the storm, when you go through the flood, this is a certainty in your life. You're going to go through the fire many times in your life. Count on it. So you just need to know what to do when the heat's on. Those 4 things that they did, and now the 6 things God says he'll do if you trust him. If I trust him first, he'll walk through the fire with me. Okay, second, write this down. Second benefit, if I have faith in the furnace, God will burn off everything tying me down. I love this. God will burn off everything tying me down. Do you notice that in this fire, they didn't get burned. Their clothes aren't singed. They're not even, they don't even smell of the fire. The only thing that got burned off were the man-made ropes they'd been tied up with. Question. What's got you tied up? What's holding you back? What's limiting you from being all you're meant to be? What are the limitations in your life that God wants to burn off in your life? You see, God may take you through the fire. You're going to come out on the other side unhinged, unsinged, untouched, unburnt. But the things that will be burned off, the stuff that's tied you down. The stuff that was holding you back, the limitations in your life. You see, pain never leaves you where it finds you. When you're going through life, you're walking through life, pain picks you up over here, but it doesn't drop you off there. When it finishes, it drops you off over here, and you're not the same woman. You're not the same man, because your character has been tested, refined, and grown in the fire. And all of a sudden, you're over here before the fire, you're immature. Now you come out of the fire, mature. Over here, you didn't trust God at all. You're full of doubts. Over here, now pain leaves you. You trust God. You're full of confidence. And God has burned off the stuff in your life that was holding you back. Now, really hot fire actually can cauterize a wound. You've seen this in movies. Somebody's shot in a battle, and they're bleeding to death. And they'll take a hot poker and they'll push it against the skin, and that heat will cauterize the wound and stop the bleeding. In olden days, they would take gunpowder, literally, put it in the wound, light it. It's excruciatingly painful, but it stops the bleeding.
And sometimes in your life, God has to stop the bleeding in your life with a little fire, with a little heat, or you're just going to bleed out and you're not going to make it. And so he cauterizes it and he burns off everything tying you down. This is called what the Bible calls a refining fire. Look at this next verse in your outline. Isaiah 48, verse 10. I have refined you, but not in the way that silver is refined. Rather, I have refined you in the furnace of suffering. You're not going to go through a fiery furnace literally in your life, but you are going to go through the furnace of suffering many, many times. And God is refining you in that fire. Now, silver and gold, you know, they heat it up the way they get rid of the impurities. They put it at a very high temperature, and it burns off all the impurities. So then you have 100% pure gold, 100% pure silver. And if you ask a silversmith, how do you know when the silver is pure? He says, when I look into the cauldron, the pot, and it's pure, I can see my reflection in it. And when God knows you have been purified by the fire, he can see his reflection in you. You look like Jesus. You're more Christ-like. You're a godly man. You're a godly woman. And it is the fire that produced that, burning off the stuff that was holding you back. All right? Number three, here's a third one. This is a big one. If I trust God when the heat is on, God will give me a new freedom. A new freedom. You're going to come out on the backside of that fiery furnace with a new liberty, a new freedom. You're not so bound up. Now, the Bible is full of examples and testimonies to this, that what people in the world mean to use to enslave you, or what people mean to use to entrap you or to destroy you, God wants to use that very problem in your life to liberate you. To set you free from the expectations of other people, to set you free from the opinions of other people, to set you free from a lot of other things that are holding you back and tying you down. One example, Psalm 66, verse 12, they say there, you let the captors set foot on our neck. This is actually talking about when the Jews were slaves in Egypt. They said, God, you allowed that. You allowed us to be slaves and set the captors foot on our neck. But he says, then we went through fire and water and you led us out to freedom. Circle that word, freedom. God wants you to be free. You know the truth and the truth will set you free. And it often comes at a very high cost and a lot of heat. 3 years ago, you know, when my youngest son died, he struggled with mental health his entire life. My son was born with a very troubled mind. Tender heart, troubled mind. Your identity is not your illness. Your character is not your chemistry. And he was depressed. He struggled with mental illness his entire life. The most courageous young man I've ever met. And he made it 27 years. But one day, as you know, 3 years ago, he took his life. It was the worst day of my life. And I will never forget that. And I was going through the fire with that one. But to make it matters worse, Satan just tried to take advantage of it. I'm a pretty well-known guy. And anybody who's well-known has critics. And the critics, when my son died, came out of the woodwork in magazines and TVs and blogs, and they were saying all kinds of evil things, mean things. There were people celebrating my son's death. There were people laughing at his death. It was all over the internet. It was just the meanest thing you could imagine. And there were armchair psychologists saying, well, it's Rick's fault, the dad's fault, and on, and saying all kinds of nonsensical, illiterate, illegitimate, nonsensical stuff. And literally, not only did I have to deal with the grief of losing a son, but for about 3 months, I had to deal with this barrage of critics, and it was incessant, and it was insane, and it was intense, and it was brutal, and it was public, and it was constant. And I was going through the fire. I was going through hell. But God was walking through it with me. And I remember telling you, I told my family first, somebody had asked me, said, Rick, you know, after all that Satan has thrown at you in the last 90 days, how do you feel? And I said, honestly, I feel fearless.
This is Pastor Rick's Daily Hope, the audio broadcast ministry of Pastor Rick Warren. If you'd like a copy of today's message or the whole series, just go to PastorRick.com. And while you're there, go ahead and sign up for Pastor Rick's free daily email devotional, and be sure to check out all the other great resources available to you. One of the most powerful ways you can transform your spiritual life is to memorize Scripture. The Bible says in Proverbs 7:2, "Guard my words as your most precious possession. Write them down, and also keep them deep within your heart." But how can we get God's Word rooted deeply in our hearts in an effective, long-lasting, and transformative way? Well, there's a lot of great ways, and here's Pastor Rick to tell you about one of them right now.
One of the most powerful ways you can transform your spiritual life is to memorize Scripture. You say, I can't do that. Oh, yes, you can. The Bible says in Proverbs 7, verse 2, "Guard my words as your most precious possession. Write them down and keep them deep within your heart." To keep them deep in your heart, you have to remember them. That's why I've had my team create a beautiful gold scripture box so you can practice memorizing the verses that we give you and some that you can develop on your own. Now, we've started a collection of 40 verses about hope. These are going to encourage you when you feel down and discouraged. It's a collection of spiritual tools that will help you keep God's word in you so you have it when you need it most. You know, when you're tempted, you rarely have a Bible by your side. And when you're witnessing to somebody who doesn't know Christ, or they're under stress, or they need comfort, or they're in a crisis, there's not usually a Bible hanging around. So you need God's Word in your mind so you can remember it and you can use it when you need it. Now, I had a graphic artist create Bible verse cards with multiple graphic designs and really cool colors, so you're going to enjoy studying these verses. It's not just words on a blank card, but the colors will actually help you remember these Bible verses. And to help you develop the habit of memorizing Scripture, we've included 64 full-color decorated cards with lines that you can practice writing out your favorite verses. So in addition to the 40 verses of hope, you can write down verses that are meaningful to you, that come to you in your quiet time. And I want to encourage you to use these cards to write down the scriptures that you want to put in your mind and to hide in your heart. And then when you need them, the Holy Spirit can bring them back to mind. Now, the Holy Spirit can't bring up something you haven't put in your heart or in your mind. So store them in this beautiful gold box. It's a real pretty box that will make a great conversation piece. And by the way, this is a skill that you can learn. You say, I can't memorize anything. Oh, yes, you can. Do you remember a phone number? You remember a recipe? You remember a baseball statistic? You remember the words to a song? You remember whatever's important to you. And memory is a muscle that you can strengthen. In fact, studies have shown that if you learn to memorize Scripture, your brain will actually get stronger and you will remember other things better as well. That's right. So study after study have shown that if you teach a child to memorize Scripture, they'll be a better student at school too, because it strengthens your mind right away. Now, imagine this. If you only memorized one verse a week, that's a good thing, okay? One verse a week. In 1 year, you will have memorized 52 verses from the Word of God, and you'll be so much stronger as a believer. Now, my hope is that this tool will help you learn to love God's Word, listen to God's Word, and live God's Word as you share it with others. Now, while you're working on these verses and some of the verses you want to do, my team's actually working on new sets of Bible verses that will be released throughout the year that you can add to your collection. So I hope you'll get this tool. We're doing it for you.
Limited quantities are available, so act now to get your very own vegan leather Verses of Hope Scripture Box. Just go to PastorRick.com or call 800-600-5004. That's PastorRick.com or call 800-600-5004. Be sure to join us next time as we look into God's Word for our daily hope. This program is sponsored by Daily Hope Ministries and your generous financial support.